Right, guys, we are the Apti Podcast and we'd like to shout out our official sponsors, Whistle Cola, by the way. It will be in the link description below. If you're a business that wants to stock alternative drinks because these corporations are showing us no love and you want to support a local business, support Whistle Cola. Tastes amazing and it is Gara. Also, shout out to the Unit Restaurant in Sheffield on 88 Headford Street. Go and check them out. For good music and good merch as well, as you can see, they are our official sponsors. So yeah, people tapping with that. Hamza, sign us away with a song.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Maanta waxa u jeedin waa bottle la dhaho Whistle Cola. Walaalayaalo, kama halal waa dadkeeni waa dadkeeni caawiyaan. Hadda leedahay dukaan ama hadda leedahay marfash ama hadda leedahay makhaayad. Nasoo waa وحلاله ودت كنا أن عاون كرنو كنا
بس الكولا براند approved let's go there you go
what you figure out
that's amazing
هاي صاحب
هاي وركسيه
why you laughing bro
you laughing at me bro
no, never
why get nervous
I would never disrespect him
you was there when you started on the live
show cooking this guy
bro, I went to war like.
Yeah.
Talk to us about that.
By the way, yeah, I got some good intel for you about that. Are you? I found out the truth about that. Okay. That was Birdie's bedroom.
Which one? There was two of them.
The Somali one.
No, the one that there was one.
The one that was
the one that angry.
The one angry.
I kept calling it angry because I was winding him up.
He was aggravated. I don't know if you heard him outside. You wasn't outside. You should have stayed outside.
I stayed inside.
He's inside, you know what he said?
The guy was onto me, bro.
I stayed inside.
The guy was onto
me. No. Hey, that was too funny.
Outside. Yeah. Outside, basically, now, there's another freshie fighting with him. Yeah? So there's two freshies fighting.
I don't know. How do you advertise this to the freshies? Those bear in them.
Do you know what it is? I'm not gonna lie to you. The freshies are locked in. FOBs, my niggas. But do you know what it is? I understand them. Because you know what it is? They relate.
Mm.
Like what we're saying is the opposite of what the usual Somalis would say.
Mm.
We're a bit more dagan. You
Ellis.
Feel that?
Mm.
Like now we've got a game. Like this is a good game for you. Yeah. Upsa. Basically, if we give you this now. We're gonna tell you a word in English. Is it in English?
English.
And you have to say it in Somali.
Oh, easy.
Okay, cool. What you think?
Easy.
Look at you.
This is light work, bro. This is light work, bro.
Okay, cool. Fair.
You know what? We've had one that's really been giving us a problem.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dilemma.
Hmm.
While you're thinking of it, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And welcome to another episode of the Apti Podcast. It's your boy, Apti H, with my doggy.
Come on, Mr. Calm down, my Duke's in the building.
Come on, and as you lot know, we have got the special guest, the Somalian comedian, first ever. Is that, can I say that?
Second.
You can, man. Soulja Boy's first everything, so yeah.
Man. First ever young Somali boy from the ends, local, and making everyone laugh. It's your boy, Diesel. Give it up. Come on, man.
I think I got it.
Hey, give it to us.
Shir.
Shir is a talk.
Like shir a die. Like an accident.
Shir is like, is it a dilemma or is like, oh, man, to shir a hasana. So we're talking today.
Like a discussion.
No, was I wrong? Do you know the answer?
We don't know the answer.
Oh, okay.
So that's the reason why I gave you that one. Because I thought, you know, if you're dodgy, like if you're top class, we're going to give you a high level question.
Okay, say the more.
But by the way, because you have it now on you, you have any time to throw it at any of us and give us the same question.
Okay, say nothing.
And what we're trying to do is by the end of the season, the one that has the lowest points, they have to forfeit something. Someone said charity, they have to pay. Someone said they have to butt naked here for about the next mile all the way to Labrador Grove.
That's not happening. But I hear it. That's right.
I see some weird things in the comments because we're asking the public. We're letting the people decide what the person should do.
Facts.
Mm.
Yeah.
But on that note, coming back to Birdie's sneaky friend.
Okay, so I don't know if you guys know, they had a live Apti podcast show.
Yeah.
Appreciate it, my brother, man.
You man did great.
But then
they called me out. They're like, listen, we want you to do some comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I was misled.
Yep. He was very misled. You have to get attacked.
Whoa, this guy told me, it's friendly environment. and also you said Noel is going to do like 20 minutes off the top.
Yep.
There was no 20 minutes off the top.
Yep.
Nawal stepped in.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, Nawal is now. I got 20 minutes. Let me go get beer. While I'm getting beer, give up for Diesel.
Oh, what's it? Where's Diesel? Where's Diesel? I'm with you on that. That one there hurt, man, as well. Because you know what it was? I think one thing I learned, and I asked you this when I was there as well. I said, when you do the comedy shows and you say 8 o'clock, what time do you usually start? He said, brother, like 8:45 we start.
Because Somali audience, yeah.
I didn't gather.
Mm-hmm.
Or taking place that before the show starts, we should do things. So that's like a mix up.
Yeah.
Like having something. Well, I thought maybe with the food, with my drink and my family would help. But obviously, I didn't arrange the venue.
That's
what I learned from Thursday for the Saturday.
Uh-huh.
That's why I feel like Saturday was much more better because I learned from the big mistakes that I made on that aspect. But 100% I agree.
And also, your DJ pulled out.
Yeah.
If you had a DJ, not just a regular DJ, but a DJ that would like interact with the people.
Yeah, that'd be cold. Yeah,
that would help. That would help. That would help a lot. No, you know, there's a lot of learning. There's a lot. I look at it as like, bro, the more you fail, the more you learn.
100%. But for your first show, it was a great success.
I appreciate it, man.
I had to beef two, man. But other than that,
it was two.
I just clocked the one.
It was two.
So it's a break.
But the second one wasn't as deep.
No. The first one was fine. The second one was a deep one.
Yeah, it's cool. So the first one.
So who's the first one? Remind me.
The first one was the freshie one that was sat on.
Oh,
who
said that don't speak English?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Cool.
But he was more banterish.
He's banterish.
Like he's a streamer.
Yeah, he was fine.
He's a
I'm locked in with him now. Like we're cool.
Yeah, he's cool. So him, he's Mandan. That's what they call. That's what he calls himself. He's funny. But the other guy now, outside now, this is what he said.
He was wearing a trench coat.
But this is Birdie. This is Red Sheffield, by the way. You understand?
Yeah, so
they came on like, yo, we're from Sheffield. Uh-huh. We're Stronghold. We're bringing it all in together.
I think this one about me at that cast.
Well, I don't know. Do you know what it is? I think in the Magalo, yeah, you see how Oslo, in London, we grew up, we speak Somali in the house, outside the house. English. Yo, welcome, Makilis. These lot, I think, they speak English in the house and outside they speak Somali. That's how.
English in the house is crazy, by the way. That's some English in the house.
If I'm wrong, guys, in Sheffield, comment on below.
With the last show, you got put up and then there was this guy, just for the people that...
People that don't know. And he started speaking to you Somali.
And he was...
Because...
Not regular, where you are stupid, you hoe.
No, but do you know why?
This guy was dropping some dialect. Like, you see the word he gave me?
Yeah.
He dropped that in there.
No, but you won. You know why you won? Because he tried to test your integrity.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know why I say that, yeah? Because even me, you shocked me. To me, it was like, that's a battle.
It was cold,
but it was a battle for you. Let me see what these was about. Let me give him a chance. Let me see.
I'm all ready.
Yeah.
I'm all ready.
Brother, you showed you.
Yeah, no, 100%.
Because, brother, he flipped it to your Somali. And you said, forget about this comedy show. What? Like, it's Somali back to you as well, brother. It was tough.
But then the girls were like, whoa.
Yeah.
They made it sound like we were going to fight.
Yeah.
And Nick kind of was like, the girls are looking at me. Kudu for. I'm like, bro, he's a DJ, bro.
Come on, man.
Like, you can tell he's not married. The guy's burning.
You think so? You know what he said? This was his excuse more outside. Well, he said, and I'll say this in Somali and I'll say this in English. He said, So he's saying that you and him are look the same physique.
And
he's cussing me. Like, I looked at him, I said, brother, I got the same physique as you. I'm going to cuss you.
But that's the thing, though, like, because he was like, there was no need for it.
That's why
I was confused. And you just started. That's why I was like, there wasn't a punchline where he could have turned around and be like, I didn't like that one. Or then after that, he just started speaking to you in Somali as well. He didn't even try speaking in English.
He thought you're going to feel that. Because I'm looking at it, this might be a techie one. Because you know these fobs, they'll hit you with a word that you don't even, you have to look at,
He'll know what dialing is.
We should have given him that.
What does that dialing mean, man?
No, but at the end of it, he was cool. He did come and apologize to you at the end of it. But you know, like, we know that, innit? Like, even though we're Somalians, it was just out of place.
They're not used to a comedy show. They don't know what it is.
Facts.
I was saying that to someone as well. I was like, they don't know the difference between Aitan and Kuftan, which is insultment and jokes.
And jokes, facts.
Where in between, they make it, it's like, it's okay. Like, Somalis, we're used to having it as a balance. Like, someone would say something to you and it's a joke.
No, but we don't have that in our culture, though. That's the thing. That's what I'm being real. Most Somalians act like they're serious men all the time.
Mm.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Mm.
So they're like, you can't test them.
Mm. If you don't know them.
If you don't know that's them. So obviously, true. If you know them, mm-hmm. Bridges, but so you can't true. Be in a room as a comedian and then have Somali guys sat there and think they're just going to be busting up.
Yeah, you're right.
My man had a screw face before you even said anything.
Well, he had a screw face
and he was sat there in the jacket, he had a screw face. And I was like, but and obviously, I'm watching it because I can see him and I can see you, you standing up. And I can see him. And I, could, I was like, for a moment, I was like, it was unwarranted. But then when I was like, all right, cool, I'll rate Diesel on this one, yeah, is when you turn around, you just like going back and forth and just cussing him. And you didn't let him slide as well.
No, no way.
Then he turned away and then he carried on as well.
Like,
that's cool.
Kept on going, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
I do this every day for 4 years.
Yeah, that's a good testament on a comedian.
That's a good one as well, on you as well. But well, like, I'm not going to lie, now you lot have said it, yeah, it's actually true, bro. Like, I don't remember laughing with my dad in that.
That's what, bro.
Not like that, but do you know, like, maybe.
Turn it to therapy quick.
No,
I don't remember ever laughing with our boy. Did he hug me?
Yeah,
that's true. Like, no, but do you know
what? He hugged me.
You catch your dad have a joke once or twice in the year.
With his brethren, though. Never with you.
Oh, with his brethren, he was the guy. Yeah.
But with you lot now, say, shut up. What are you laughing for? Don't laugh.
One time I asked our boy, like, Arbor, can I turn on the TV? He looked at me and said, TV. I said, bro, you know what this is, bro. Yes, the TV.
Yes. Yeah, no,
that's true still.
TV, what do you mean? I said, one time I said, Arbor, can we go go-kart? It was Eid. He said, go-kart! I said, oh. We went with Hoya last year. Yeah, the go-kart. They're allergic to fun.
Yeah, facts.
Do you know what I realised? Yeah?
Facts.
Since I've been doing events now as well, because we had an issue as well in the other event, in Manta.
I heard about this.
Halal one. What do you mean?
I know, I heard Oms.
Oms, yeah.
So what happened to you?
So obviously, Oms sent me. I was on a train. I was doing a show. I don't know where I was. Birmingham.
He's
on a train. He's like, oh, Ahmed, did he do the stand up comedy? I was like, yeah. He said, me too. I said, bro, you're not a stand up comedian though.
Yeah.
How are you doing? How long did he do? 25 minutes. I did like 18, Ahmed. So how are you doing longer time than me?
25 minutes is not lie.
That's what he said to me.
I'm not gonna lie. His one, Oms, was really bad.
Shout out Oms.
That's it. It was really bad.
It was bad.
And he held 25 minutes down.
Bro, you know how bad it was? Man was getting a text from my sister in the place like, yo, brother, you need to get this guy off the stage ASAP. He started insulting the guy who owns the place. The guy who owns the place was white. And he started saying, oh yeah, we got the bacon in the room today. And some of it, so what it is
that's not very different from the world.
No, but don't know.
Because the world went left as well.
Yeah, the world went left as well.
I got love for you, but the difference left as well.
At least with Nawal, we could contain it.
This one now,
we let him on the stage, have his own time. The thing that, for me, that made where I think Ohms went completely wrong is, Ohms isn't a comedian as like Diesel is. Diesel is a comedian that is to entertain the audience.
Yeah, 100%.
Ohms, from what I can understand, is more skits and trolling on TikTok.
So
having that sort of atmosphere showing it to an audience can give you a big backlash. And it 100%. Did give him, on my specific, I personally, for me, it wasn't that. For me, it was more like, you know, one of the little 10 minutes, have a, like, hey, how's everyone doing?
Yeah.
How would you not know about it? Up the podcast, Hamza's a bit stupid, the bird is this. Yeah. Like, it was more interaction of the podcast. I think people come to, like, the live show with the image of it was for them to showcase themselves. It was them to showcase themselves, but interact with the audience that come for the live show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, of course.
I'll give you a great example now. What's the big event that happens in America? That country?
Coachella,
yeah. Mm. So like now, that little advert in advertisement of in the Coachella, it's about the artist, but it's still about the Coachella.
Does that make sense? Yeah,
the artist still performs and makes sure it's a great show because everyone there is watching him.
He doesn't
make the show about him and everyone forget about Coachella.
Mm. Yeah, of course.
Does that make sense?
You represent
Coachella. Mm-hmm. What you perform in Coachella is what everyone's going to remember you for. Yeah. Oh, I remember Kendrick Lamar at Coachella. I remember Beyonce at Coachella. I remember Rihanna at Coachella. Do you get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, yeah.
It's them specific moments now.
Yeah.
Now people remember you at this live show like that. It's sustaining, you know. 100%,
100%.
And I don't think it's. I think it's like, at the end of the day. Look, the way I look at things is, no one is perfect.
100%.
We all make 100%, mistakes.
100%.
But he's not a stand-up comedian, though. I don't know what he was thinking. I don't know what you're thinking.
Like, bro, I wasn't. You know what it is? We're gonna blame Birdie.
Because he's not here.
I can call him. I can let him know that, bro. I'm blaming you on this one. But no, apart from that, that was good. I'm talking about
the
Manta one.
Mm.
Do you remember Ahlam?
I wasn't at the Manta one.
You was.
The
I've been hiring these people quite a lot nowadays, yeah, because I love it.
I appreciate you. You've been putting food in my pocket.
I'm trying, bro. Like me, I bring in all the brothers, you know.
But every time your audience, they're on violence, bro. Okay, cool.
What do you know it is, yeah? Is I think, yeah, him, he's a comedian.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
And bro, he just got on to the girl. The girl came in late.
But I'm getting on to everyone, though. I'm getting on to everyone.
But he did that again. But he did that with two girls that came in late.
Yeah. So when you come in late,
yeah,
it's my job to be like, why are you late?
Yeah.
People are going to watch it. Oh, the pressure of people looking at you. You're going to feel nervous.
Yeah.
And then that interaction is going to be funny.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
well, this, people came in late before her. That girl, yeah. I'm not going to say her name. What's her name?
Ahlam.
Ahlam. Shout out Ahlam. Yeah. I said sorry after, but
she was much better than the other guy.
Now she. No.
Okay, cool. Tell me the story now. I'm intrigued.
People came late before that, so it was already like people on my side.
Yeah.
One thing you don't want to lose is respect.
Facts.
Then this girl walks in.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, why are you late? How you feeling? And she's walking in front. I'm like, well, she's treating it like a catwalk. Everyone's like, I'm like, hey, where for this? Hey, what's your name? Ahlam. I said, hi, Ahlam. Why are you late? She goes, I don't know what she said to me, but it was aggressive. Like, yeah.
Wow. He's like, well, calm down. Where are you from?
Mind your business. Like, I've got here. I'm here now, aren't I? Hey, Rally, how? Hey, where are you from? And she said something to me.
South.
Like, South. Or something. And then I must have left her and I kept telling my jokes.
Yeah.
And then she said one of my punchlines to my jokes. She must have seen me somewhere before.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, and she's like, oh, she said my punchline before me.
Yeah.
And then the owner was like, oh. And I was like, Ahlam, can you not do that? Oh, have you seen me before? She goes, yeah, I have all your sets on my phone anyway. I film you every time I see you. Oh, I go, okay, can you not do that, please? This is my work.
You're ruining it for everyone.
She goes, well, if you're not comfortable with me doing that, you shouldn't be a fucking comedian, should you then? I said,
yeah.
Whoa. He did.
Didn't take it, my dad.
He took it. She swung him one left. He's on now on stage, in front of everyone. He's about to crash out.
I put her on the knees. I say nothing. Are you by yourself? Are you single? She's like, nah, I used to be married, but I got divorced. I said, I can see why.
Obviously, the whole place must have gone crazy.
Yeah, whoa. Yeah. But I can't lie, it's majority females in there. Yeah. So they're like, whoa.
Oh yeah, then they clock what they're doing. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then you know what she said? She defeated me. She said, "Wallahi wa qadarka ilahi." I said,
"Oh no, that's it." Yeah,
that's go home, man.
When someone says that, it's a long day for you.
You can't
come back from
now. Now you put ilahi into the whole job.
Oh, I'm not finished.
Yeah.
I had to say thank you, guys. Good night.
But no, he came back though.
And then I came back. I can't leave on a negative. So I came back and I apologized.
That's what I love about you, you know. And I rate that. Very, very professional about that, you know. Cool. You've had not an amazing set of whatnot. You got fucked up by the
audience.
And he's like, you know what? He sat down. We sat down. We had a briefing.
Yeah.
We had a great briefing. Like, yo, my brother. Okay, that wasn't good. The girl was a bit moving. She came a bit late. All right, well, cool. Get that. You know what? Hamza, give me another go. I'm going to go back on it.
Facts.
Yeah, I went back on there and I said sorry to her and I did like one more two more
jokes. I think I like the way you joke. Like you see like your jokes and whatnot, it's so like man, like you get banterish. Mm-hmm. Like you see the old school banter like a man can have. You come on there and you just took that banter with her and span it back and like, you know what, let's make it into a positive. Like. Mm-hmm. And wallah for that, bro, you gotta rate the kid, man.
Well, I appreciate it, bro.
100%.
You just when you're if someone else controls your emotions, they have control over you.
Yeah, it's a long day.
And especially when people are looking at you. It just ruins you, innit?
Yeah, facts.
And then you watch back the footage, you're like, why didn't I control myself?
Yeah.
It took me a minute. I had to go back. I had to be like, yeah, ilaha illallah. Yeah, like Hamza was there like, wallah, bro, don't watch that. You're good. I'm like, let go of me. Okay, what's her name?
Bro, I can't talk diesel that day because, bro, I was nervous as it was, bro. I didn't know, bro. I started arguing with one girl, with one of the comedians, girl. I'm telling the girl, I think the comedian, the girl, she was talking about our guys. That guys are not something, and then I was like, oh, so what the girls offer? You don't have a hijab then? I didn't know what to say.
Yeah,
but you know what it is? I was new to this. So this was I just come straight off the plane, straight off the plane, thinking, yeah, I'm a bad boy. But then I realized, yo, this needs a bit more training, a little bit more interaction, 100%. And you gotta have a little bit. You know what it is? What I learned about the comedians and whatnot, they're good at the pace,
they're good at like.
Let people laugh.
Yeah, facts.
And so that just comes with time, wala.
No, it comes with experience. You know what I'm trying to say? It comes with understanding things and whatnot. But it's crazy because me and this guy, for the last 6 months, me and I think we've been working with each other. Amazing. That's a play.
Yeah, he was in my play.
I went to war with him by accident. When I just met him, he was like, bro, hold this knife, we're fighting. I'm like, yeah!
Yeah, we're outside.
He goes, yo, we did!
Yo, we're gone.
Back it! I'm like, yo!
Aye, it was lit still.
Yeah, we went to work. Yeah.
We had a funny, our part in the play was proper funny. Like, you see our part? Like, I'm like, did you enjoy that?
I had a great time. Yeah. We have it filmed, no?
Yeah, I got it filmed. It's going to come out very shortly. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. We had a scene where he was like a there.
I was going to, you know, so mad. I was going to come here today as an Ove.
Dressed as it. Yeah, bro, yeah. Where's the camel jacket?
I got it.
You got my thing as well?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
you
know,
you
don't
get worry,
that.
Man. I got you,
You finessed the costumes.
We finessed the costumes. You got to make sure.
That's not the camel jacket. The camel jacket sounds lit, though.
Is it both? Well,
is it? We got a camel jacket. Let's take it outside.
Let's take it outside. He said, yeah.
On the coffee dates.
No, but even from right now, have you ever done acting before that?
Primary school.
But like
never really,
nothing like that. Like with at least 100 audience like that.
Never.
So how is it for you though, compared to the comedy?
Bro, because you know, I was in the scene with you. So when I'm on stage by myself, it's different. But I'm in the scene with you, we have lines, but also, like, they gave us a skeleton, innit?
Yeah.
And then they're like, you man improv, innit? You man are funny, innit?
Yeah.
And so like, I'll just bounce off you. And then I'll like, bust a joke. And then when they laugh, I'll look at you and you do your thing. So I think it was easier and
it was good,
fun as well.
Yeah, it was good
definitely,
chemistry.
It was very, very fun. They were laughing at everything we did, bro.
Before that, it was cold.
Like, it's called Between Two Worlds. I don't know if you want to advertise it.
Yeah. this guy's big. You know.
I don't know if I can talk about it.
You could talk about everything you want to say, brother.
So, I don't know, were you there on the podcast when you was talking about the... The back and forth they had.
Was he there? You was there.
I was there.
I explained it to him.
I know way. He said me the whole story.
Oh,
I was like,
I explained the whole story to him. This was our court.
Someone sent him screenshots.
Yeah.
And people are looking at me like, it has to be you.
Yeah, the voice note. Oh, the voice note. They blamed on him.
They blamed the voice note on me.
No. Like, it's you. You're the closest to him. I'm like, it's not me. So they told me, listen, we got a meeting. Come, we're sitting down.
What was that word you said?
Guy in the audience was in there chilling as well, waiting for me. I would lie, they were like, come, please don't miss this one, it's an important one.
Yeah.
I'm sitting down, they gave me beer.
Yeah.
Well, I left for this day. Ah, how's everyone's weekend? Go. Silence. So, you know, there was a podcast that came out, blah, blah, blah.
Someone said, they don't say the name. They just say it's a podcast.
This nigga's like Voldemort. The man that cannot be named. Someone sent him screenshots. Everybody's looking at me. I'm looking around. I'm like, well, it's not me. Some girl's like, bro, don't worry. Tell us the truth. We won't jump you.
We won't jump you, it's crazy.
Bro, this is what happened in the society. Look what I did, bro.
How can you tell? Bro, go back there.
Yeah.
You cannot defeat me.
Yeah.
I don't care how big you are. I'm dying with my hair.
Yeah.
But so it was one of them ones. They thought it was me. Obviously, long story short, I don't even know until today if it got whatever resolved, but.
I don't think it got resolved because they will never know.
Yeah, nah.
They will never know.
Why
the
don't you just ask Donny who he sent that voice note to?
He sent it to a group of them.
He sent it to a group chat.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So what I'm saying to you,
Me
after the last day of the show, when we've done it,
yeah,
the next day now we've put my man in a meeting like your brother for us to continue running this.
We need to know.
In Somali, that was gonna happen now.
Yeah.
That's what he was dying for. He was dying for this.
he was dying for this.
So we said, "Yo, if you want us to run it for you on this one, because the production team is."
Man, I was like, you get me.
So you can't tell me nothing now. So I'm involved now. So listen, if you're gonna, it has to be run in the way that we want it to be run.
Yeah.
So what he did was, he took everyone out of the group that we already originally made.
Yeah.
He made another group.
Yeah. That's so sick.
And that was the entry of the group, like. How are you doing, guys? So now when I've played it on the podcast...
So all of you lot are suspects.
Yeah.
But they come
to
you.
They come to me.
They're coming to him. Because the reason why they're coming to him, you know why?
Why?
Because life is amazing.
Okay. Yeah.
I started my role
with
another individual.
Yeah.
But this other individual that I was doing the role with, I couldn't...
chemistry wasn't there.
It wasn't there, bro. He wanted it to like... The way I had my idea was the way I had it with you. And do you think it was bad?
We did good.
Like it made sense. We did very well. Bro, it made sense.
It's like
the way I look at it is a guy that's old,
that's
from Somalia,
that's
he doesn't know nothing about the UK culture.
Yeah.
And then you've got a young boy from the UK culture that doesn't know about nothing about Somali culture.
Yeah.
Slap them both in together. You've got misled of languages. They can't speak the same languages. He's saying something to me. I'm saying something to him. It's clashing.
But that's clashing, that's jokes.
Every time he says something in Somalia, I don't know what he's saying, so I just say Amin.
Oh, wallahi. That's cold.
Trip.
Bro, it was too funny.
Take him out,
Too funny.
I mean,
it was too funny. That's what.
And this guy would rap. I'll never forget this guy.
Oh, yeah, I started rapping.
Like, my name is Mojima, but I say, yeah. I know, the whole place started bawling.
Okay, if you see, that makes sense.
Like, to me, but then the other guy now, they're telling me, I'm an Odi that's in Somalia. I should speak English to you.
So you're the Odi from Somalia.
I'm the Odi from Somalia.
That doesn't know
that's
anything.
Never gone to Europe. But now, me and you, I need to speak in dialect that's strong Somali. Like Somali English, very strong. Like, yes, Abti, how are you doing? Yeah, we're here. And I'm just, I didn't feel the character.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't feel like to me, that little part that we did, wallahi, made my day.
Yeah, cold.
Made our day. After it was good, yeah, we started adding diesel to different parts of the show.
Okay.
And we started meeting him now, Askaris. And we're beating up niggas.
Yeah, when I beat up guys,
we actually had a good time, man. It was a fun time.
It was good.
It was good. The reason why they thought it was him was because I brought him in.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
I brought him in. But guess what? Even though I brought him in, everyone that was in that play knew him.
Prior
before I knew him.
Okay, fine.
Does that make sense to me? So Ibaha's was like, brother, like...
They knew of me. I knew Libaha. The only person I knew from them was Libaha. I met him years before. But other than that, the rest of them have seen my content online.
Okay.
But they never knew me personally.
I thought they knew you.
No.
On average, for me...
So it makes sense why they suspected you.
100%.
Yeah, okay.
No, really.
I hear it, bro.
But bro, I said
let's call a spade a spade.
But if I'm saying wallahi...
Yeah. No, if you're saying wallahi, cool, fair enough. Unless you're obviously like a Duffin Ellis and you have to go back and learn that you can't just say that.
Yeah, of course.
But what I'm saying is, it makes sense why people would look.
Blame these.
Yeah, 100%.
No, but he's miskin, man. They were wrong for that.
No,
they were wrong.
I'm miskin to you for them. I'm not miskin.
No, but they were wrong for that.
It's calm.
No, they're wrong because obviously he said, well, like, he's never done it. But what I'm saying is,
He wasn't even aware until the podcast came out.
I'm looking at
I'm guaranteed about that. Wallah, I can guarantee.
No.
He didn't know until the podcast came out.
I got a job. You got stuff to do.
Bro, it's human nature. Yeah. Oh, he's done his job. Got paid for it. Have a good day. Bye.
Masalama, yeah, exactly.
Anything else that came out from that, wallah, it was just a manner way I look at it, man.
It was fun times, man.
I really enjoyed working with you as an actor. Like, it was fun for sure. And bro, I'll be honest with you, we've done that all in 2 weeks.
That's cold drip.
A successful whole thing. I mean, we linked up maybe 3 to 4 times.
Yeah, that's cold drip.
Run it down. Good to go.
Yeah, that's cold drip.
In front of our own community, our own people. Yeah, it was fun, man. I really liked that one. And from there, bro, kicked it off. Well, I just slapped in a couple of comedy shows, couple this, couple that. So it's good. Like, it shows, I think, in that nature, these, if I'm not wrong or right, that even though we're all from different fields, and we all come from different places, it's good to intertwine and be able to be like, all right, you know what, Diesel? Mm-hmm. Cool, I'm a young Somali boy that does this, you do this. Mm-hmm. Let's try bring...
100%.
100%.
And it's sad because a lot of people that are in our industry that are from different cultures are gatekeepers.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't want our own people to do.
But that's only until you become successful.
Exactly. And that's where the bad thing happens, because it's like, do you really think by the time I do become successful, you think I'm going to hook you up?
Never.
You get me? Yeah. Because like, the way I look at it is like, while I'm coming up, I watch people.
Yeah, facts.
Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
And I don't need the whole cake. Just teach me the recipe.
Yeah.
Or tell me where to get the
recipe. Or line me up. Yeah. Like, exactly like I do. Like, I'll say, you know what, I got this going on, Khaled. Come do this. You know what, there's a bit of cash there. Jump on this. Like, do you understand? 100%. It doesn't matter, even if it's like, you know what, you just make it fair.
100%.
Like, you know what I'm trying to say? We're getting paid for this. This is what I can offer. This is what it is. Is this something that you can do?
Yeah, because you're in the game, why do you think people gatekeep like that?
Insecurity, bro.
Insecurity?
Yeah. Insecurity.
Or do you think it's the
opportunities? Worried. They get worried.
They're scared that, you having something means I don't get something.
Mm-hmm. Mm, but you can't be in two places at one time. That's one thing people need to understand.
100%. But that's the mindset, innit? Yeah. Sometimes you want to think, like, why is a bad person a bad person?
Mm.
But just don't even... We're empathetic people.
But
you're going to be empathetic to the devil.
Yeah, exactly.
The devil's a real person. So, my mother, you just leave them to their own devices. Or like, so when I started this comedy game, there was a lot of people. Because I'm, bro, me being me, there's no one that looked like me at the time. Other than Prince Abdi. But Prince Abdi been doing comedy for 20-something years.
Yeah.
Like, he's gone. He's clear. He's in the circuit making
where's
money.
Where's he from?
He's Somali.
He's Somali.
He's in Somalia.
He's from the UK.
He's from the UK. He's from London.
Yeah.
He doesn't live in London right now, but he was born and raised in London.
Yeah. Okay, fine. And he's in a circuit.
He's a celebrated comedian on the circuit. He's passed all the trials. Everybody knows who he is. Like, he doesn't need to show people who he is. He's done it.
Yeah, facts.
So me coming into the game, no one looks like me. There's no Somalis.
Yeah.
The only Somali I met is it's some brother, like, the guy wasn't even Muslim, bro. Yeah. I said salam alaikum to him. He never said alaikum salam. I talked about it the first time I was here. Yeah.
You're lying.
Wallahi. Galwaha, bro. No offense, like.
And he's Somali.
Billah, innit? Somali, why?
No way.
It's, yeah. And then I saw him.
I could have swore I've never seen a Christian Somali.
I've met two in my life.
What?
Yeah, bro.
I met two, yeah.
No way.
But they weren't born Christian.
They weren't born, of course not.
They were born Muslim.
And they turned.
That's where my problem is.
Yeah, they change. But then when they change, they do it out of, they want to be accepted by the whites. 1,000,000%.
Yep.
Do you reckon that's what it is?
110%.
100%. But then, respectfully, most people don't care.
Exactly. But you know what it is? They have insecurity where they don't believe. They're worried, like, oh my God, they don't treat me the same. Or they know. And I'll give you a good example. What about you? Like, have you ever worked in, like, corporate?
Or, like, I worked in sales for, like, a couple of months and I got fired.
All right, cool. So
we'll come back to that.
Yeah. But you see, when you go to corporate or whatnot, sometimes what happens is they have, like, bar crawls, or they go like out, social events. Like, you know, things that would bring the colleagues and everyone together.
Yeah.
So a lot of these times, that, I don't know about you lot, but a lot of these times it's alcohol based.
Most of them, so in the UK.
I'm still okay with not, like, being there.
Yeah, you
I'm
can like, do, yo, have your, I can have my yeah, own, and I can chill,
and
yeah,
I can still
yeah.
be like,
you still vibe, exactly. yeah, yeah.
I can still vibe. But then what I realized is a lot of Muslims, like, in other cultures or in our cultures, they want to become like them to feel like they fit in.
Mm-hmm.
But little do they know, yeah. people actually like you being you.
100%. They respect
100%.
That.
Well, like, they respect you. Do you know what? I rate you, Hamza. At least, doesn't matter, whatever happens, you be you.
Mm-hmm.
No one can change you.
100%. But then also, there's also people that aren't Somali that don't drink because they're on this fitness thing, or they exactly. just don't, yeah. haven't done it for 10 years exactly. because they're like,
it doesn't
benefit me. So why? Exactly. So why are you going
to? You know, it is. Yeah, you know, the idea of something, the fantasy of something, a lot of times is better than the actual doing of something.
100%.
So, let's just say we're all born Muslim and we had a strict household. Yeah, the idea of living the galha, how they lived.
Yeah.
It seems like, Carl, I want to try that.
Yeah.
I want to try that. What? No responsibility. I could just yeah.
Be, do whatever I want to try
that. So I think that was so strong for them.
Yeah.
That they just got rid of what was. They didn't know was protecting them the whole life.
Yeah.
And then wallahi, they all live a wretched life. Wretched life. Every single one I see them. Yeah. And they're telling me, bro, I don't know what it is. I'm looking at them like, I can tell you what it is.
Right, as in, like, when you say wretched, as in, like, done.
Depressed.
No way.
They're not happy.
Yeah, depressed. And then, bro, the thing they be bringing. Ah, this is my girl. Dead thing. Bro, how dare you leave the forest life for that?
And this guy's worse than us, you know?
I'm telling you.
I think he's going to be a savage. But he said dead thing.
I said, nah, he's done.
I'm a respectful guy as well. I see the beauty in everything.
Dead things need love too, man.
Not those ones. Not those ones.
Birdie can tell you that for sure.
I know.
He's not here to defend himself, yeah, no.
Leave early.
Hey.
No, you know what?
Hey.
We should call him.
Yeah, call out after the live show, though. I saw him chat to a beautiful one.
Is it? Which one? What day?
So, some Somality, I don't know his name.
Oh, on the Thursday?
On the Thursday, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. I was going to say safety, man. I saw him chatting. I was like, Maskadafa.
Okay.
And I was like, everybody, salam. I made a few jokes. They loved Kiki. And I cut. And I was like, I didn't ruin it.
It's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good fit.
Coming back to what you were saying about the Somali. No, come back to two things. Well, number one, how the fuck you get fired from sales?
Yeah. Let's go.
We know we need to have debriefing.
No, Carl, it was a series of events.
Okay, cool. So give us the role. Don't have to be a company.
I was working in sales.
Okay, right. Yeah.
I was working
doing
in sales.
Doing what kind of sales?
Charity sales.
Okay.
So I made call up people, and sometimes it was filled. I go outside the field, knock on people's door. Carl, I work in door-to-door sales as a black guy at night.
Resilience.
Yeah. At night?
Yeah.
Why night?
Sometimes it was, well, like.
Oh, yeah, because it's like 4
people are home. People are home.
Yeah. So you cut your shifts.
Yeah.
Like, the days you're on the field, and then you're knocking on doors at 9 p.m.
Yeah.
Wow. In winter, so it was dark quick.
Yeah.
I'm knocking on the door. Wallahi, one time, this lady opened the door, didn't see I was in front of her, turned the light on, saw me, screamed. I said, I'm so sorry, madam. She goes, yeah, you can get out, please.
I done. Adan is white, by the way.
So did you get
I didn't get fired because of that stuff.
Okay, fine.
And also, you're not allowed to take cash. I laugh at that. You take cash, sir. Thank you.
Yeah.
I was finessing, man.
Trust me. They were giving you cash.
They give me cash.
So how did they find that far out?
They didn't find out. I'm just beating myself up.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, that's done. You're not going to go back to that.
You ain't going back to that job.
No. It was years ago as well. And I had many of those type of jobs.
And the company's not.
Yeah, liquidated, gone.
Liquidated, they're gone.
It's not in Watford or anything.
Fuck this guy.
The spin room I got, apparently some guy tried to convert him to Islam. He didn't like it.
Huh? What?
It wasn't true though.
How did the job go from...
Okay.
You gave that job away to the door.
Do you want Islam?
But I wasn't really trying. If I was trying, I would have got him.
Okay,
cool.
Respectfully, I've converted a white girl to Islam before.
Okay. Fine.
Why a white girl?
I'm not new to this. I'm true to this.
Okay. Yeah. But why a white girl?
I did it easiest to convert. There's no structure at home.
This podcast is over today. Today, this podcast.
Hey, you lot.
Because they know. Like, they grew up on alcoholism and like a structure. You show them structure and they see it in your marriage. And they're like,
to be fair, you made that joke in the
live show. He's right.
The first time I met her, she was like, oh, yeah, like, I want to get with you. I want to, like, let's become something, innit?
Hey.
And I'm like, listen, like, thank you. I appreciate the compliment, but you're not Muslim. At the same time, I wasn't feeling it.
Okay.
But I just like, you're not Muslim. Hopefully that makes you feel better about yourself. Mm. The next day she comes to work, she's in a hijab.
Allahu Akbar.
She sees me, she goes, Allahu Alaikum.
Allahu Alaikum.
Ultimatum right there.
Allahu Alaikum.
I was like, where's the llama? Where's the lake? What are you talking about? And then, yeah, I quit that job 2 weeks later.
Because of that?
Yeah, other reasons.
We'll come back to that one.
I got caught stealing cigarettes. You know what I'm doing? I don't smoke cigarettes, yeah? But I'll be stealing the long boxes, yeah? And I send the boss man.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. This guy was a hustler from young.
Yeah. Because when they bring in the crates, I bring it in, I throw it in the bins. I take the bins out, put it in the boot. Boss man.
How did I clock you? Come on.
Yeah, I had a team in Blue Ink as well.
Is it?
I was killing Blue Ink. Do you remember Blue Ink?
Yeah, I remember.
But I was killing Blue Ink. I used to work in Blue Ink, killing it. Like, I'm talking about people used to order. Like, they used to order hams. I want jumper, I want genius, I want combat, I want this, yeah.
Yeah.
I say, cool. So now I'll get all the items I need, leave it downstairs.
Okay, yeah.
Then now when the shop's closing, I'll put it in a box and throw it in the bin.
The bin is no one wants to look for bin, bro.
No,
I don't live far from Wood Green. I'll wait until like an hour till the managers and everyone leaving. Everyone that.
Yeah.
God, bro. And it wasn't just me. Niggas were stealing like alcohol.
Yeah.
I don't want to steal alcohol. Yeah, I don't want to make money off even though it's haram. That is feels worse.
Still stealing.
Yeah, like, but yo, come on. There's levels.
I hear it. All right, go back to the thingy. So the guy said he could try to convert him.
He was a supervisor who was giving me training. And he asked me about Islam.
Okay.
And then I told him about it. And then the way I told him about it, I don't know, he felt like I was trying to convert him.
Okay, fine.
And the guy's like, who's half deaf at the time as well.
So he's like,
no.
I'm like,
you're gonna get
Allah! Allah! God! He felt a type of way about it. And then the next meeting they had like that meetings, manager meetings, I got called in. Okay. Sorry, we don't appreciate you trying to bring people to
the... Were they Jewish?
Nah, just regular, those mix of people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There was Somali in there as well.
Yeah.
She had to grab me and she was like, listen, like, little bro, you're doing a good job here, you're making waves, like, just don't try to convert people. I was like, well, I wasn't trying to convert him.
Yeah.
The guy was wet. Anyway, I got fired.
The guy was
moist. You were like, ah, hate his face. You know them, man, you look at them and you're like, you're never going to make it in life. Like, you look at a man and you look at someone and you'd be like, well, like, good luck to you. Like, anyway, he was one of those guys.
Yeah.
Until now, he watches my stories, seeing me shine.
Does he?
Yeah,
does he?
I hold that. Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, hold that.
Come and you should tell him from, what is it? From Salesforce.
Salesforce.
The comedian.
How about that? After podcast, fighting people on live. And then so I got fired because I made a joke about International Women's Day, a week, whatever.
Okay.
Okay.
So it was like a meeting. We'll talk about International Women's Week. And they were like, hey, any women, what are you guys doing for International Women's Week? And some girl was like, oh, me and my aunties, my mum and my cousins were all going to eat. And I said, I don't know why I said it, but I said, yeah, then who's cooking? Well,
my God.
You know what's funny?
The workplace is crazy.
The workplace, yeah, director in the building.
I've got
my hinkity, bro.
That's happened to me as well.
It's not good or that. I need to fix it. But it's my job. Well, I'm getting paid for it now.
It
paid off.
Man said, who's cooking?
Is it? But that's not what got me fired.
Okay.
What got me fired was they're talking about, it's an Amelia Earhart, the lady that went around the earth on a plane by herself.
Okay.
They're like, oh, great woman, International Women's Week. Yeah. What can you guys learn from this? And I said, rah, she's been about. They're like, do my office, please. I was like,
not again.
I'm like, the man are dying, though.
Not again.
I left with a bang.
Yeah, yes, I left with a bang. That is crazy.
If you said that, I would have bust up.
That's
crazy.
I was proud of that joke, still.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. She's been about.
So when did you know you was a comedian?
When I got started getting paid for it.
Okay, no, but when did you know you was actually funny?
Life, innit? Like, and it's not that I knew I was funny. It was just kind of like, that was life, bro. Like, the people that kind of thought about that idea of funny more enough or more cringy than not.
Did you have cussing battles?
Like, when you think about that idea of funny, you're forcing it.
Yeah, okay.
You need a bit of mystery.
Yeah.
So, did you ever have like cussing matches in school?
All the time. I was always known. If everybody knew me in life, Ahmed, that's a funny guy. So it was never like competition. Other people try to be funny. Like I told,
are you the funniest in the group?
In my friend group.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
You need a new group.
Yeah.
I think he needs a new group. Yeah. You need to, so you can elevate.
Nah, there's no one better than me, bro.
Is it?
Respectfully, Hamza's kid. I love Hamza. Hamza's a beast.
Thank you.
I'm a professional. I do this thing. Even people that are good at it, I'm just watching them like, I like the way you did that. I'm not looking at it like you're better than me. I don't think anyone's better than me.
I don't think
anyone's worse than me as well. It's kind of like we're equal.
But I feel like the comedian side of it's a little bit different. Like, you see, like me now, yeah, I'm naturally funny. I can just be funny calmly. But now put me in the stage and told me and make people laugh. Yeah, I'm going to start saying, like, dumb jokes. I asked
of course.
I remember, I don't know if it was you.
That's about the hijab to a girl.
No. I asked a funny joke. What was it? I said, what do you call a Chinese man with a camera on his neck?
A camera on his neck?
Yeah.
I don't know.
A camera, yeah.
I don't know.
I said, filming. That's what I would come up with.
The joke
definitely ain't for me. I got a lot of
A different question you asked me. You said, I don't think I'm the funniest in stand-up comedy wise.
No, not yet. But you know what you have to understand is, in terms of stand-up comedy, it's all about your experience.
100%.
Like, you know what I'm trying to say? The more experience, look, the more you do something,
100%,
the more you become good at it.
Yeah, 100%.
Do you agree on that?
Yeah. No, 100%.
Like, there's no way. Like, now,
the older you get, the better you get. That's the stand-up.
Like, that day when we went to Dave Chappelle now.
Yeah. We saw Dave Chappelle live.
Me and him chilling, bro. That's my dog, you know.
I stole his ashtray.
Yeah.
You stole Dave Chappelle's ashtray.
Bad boys. What do you mean? He was gonna steal the butt first. Cigarette butt.
Hey.
I ain't gonna let that one run.
Hey, listen, it's Dave Chappelle.
What was he gonna do with the butt?
Bro, frame it, bro. eBay. Like, sell it online, eBay.
So you took his ashtray instead?
Yeah. Because you know what it was? Me and him, bad boy. This guy.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie to you.
Yeah.
He's a plug.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Top secret thing that Dave Chappelle, no huddle.
The lines were crazy.
The lines all the way to the other block.
Okay.
See, Hanan Machirta. These are the camera mesh.
I can do that still.
Even me, I was like,
they're like cold.
The whole place is empty. We picked our seats first.
No way.
Yeah. Front row, I said to him. He's like, no, bro, I don't want to sit front. I said, bro,
you know you can sit up there.
I want to be somewhere. I want to lurk somewhere. I want to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Like, even because,
bro, at one point, Chappelle looked at us. He looked me dead in the eye. He asked me a question. I don't know what he said. I just like,
no, because I pointed at you. I was like, he does something like this. I was like, something like him. And he's like, he was too dumb. But it was good, though. And then when he left the stage.
So was he smoking on the stage? Let me ask. So he was smoking on the stage.
But Jim. Knee.
Okay, fine. But what I'm saying is, where was the ashtray situated?
He'll smoke, my nigga. And he, like, bro, I don't know if it's part of the show or if it's not. The nigga will smoke and then it'll finish now, yeah? Because he might have talked for so long now, it's just gone to like ashes. So he'll just drop it and just, while he's saying the joke, you know. I remember one time, when he first did it, all I was doing was just looking at the bud and thinking, is he going to step on it? It's like, you know, you're just watching.
My life feels kind of bummy what I've done now.
That's right. So bummy.
But you know what it is? It's Dave Chappelle, bro.
Come on, man, it's not bummy.
You know how much money I can make from that, bro?
Okay,
cool.
It's straight
line,
bro.
No,
I
want to
feed my family.
No, but it's not just a ashtray. It says Dave Chappelle
on it. Astray. And it's inside, it says relax and has its initials in it.
Yeah, it's his own.
You can't buy it online.
Like, we finessed Dave Chappelle.
Did you find that out? Did you find that out?
After I stole it.
Yeah, we saw it. No, but we saw it.
Did you get my point?
We saw the ashtray.
Yeah, did you get my point?
He was going for the butt.
Imagine him, yeah.
Remember, he's going for the cigarette butt. We upgraded him, like, yo, but then go get that.
I had to do that, but hear me out though.
I'm like, imagine, yeah, you go through all of that, and then you on your way out, you're gassed. Here's the ashtray, blah blah blah. And you walk past the gift shop, and then you see.
But it wouldn't be happening there.
What do you mean? Because what?
It could happen because this is this place, Top Secret, is just a venue for comedians.
Oh, he had it. He just dropped in.
He just dropped in.
Oh, it was in Top Secret one. Yeah. I've been there.
It's like a quiet show.
You know, you do coffee days. I do the comedy days. That's my.
Oh, that's bro. That's the pattern. That's the pattern.
I'm trying to make a whole comedy day live show.
Yeah.
No, what's crazy? I was just telling him about this. Do you think this is a good plan? Yeah. And this is just out of nowhere. By the time this comes out, we've already made up.
That's what we made.
But. We're looking at it in the sense of quiz nights with comedy.
And then mixes.
Yeah, with mixes.
Yeah, so like so a little vibe like for...
A little vibe uh-huh. where people will come with their teams. Uh-huh. Yeah, we're going to have general knowledge questions. So maybe like, let's say 3 rounds.
Uh-huh.
In between the 3 rounds, we'll have a comedian that will come and do a few jokes.
Okay.
And then at the end, DJ.
Great idea.
Yeah.
Even the idea of pop quizzes.
Yeah.
They sell a lot of tickets.
That's our plan now.
They do well financially.
I want to do things like something like every Friday, innit?
They do well financially. You know, I want an idea. Like, not this is our.
I just want it to be a lit place for all the monies to go to. Yeah. We don't have that.
We don't have that.
What's the guy?
That's why them two have changed over to Christianity.
Yeah.
I'm joking.
I got comedians here to the right, left.
No,
to
but
me.
You're right. It's
but,
fair.
But I'm being fair.
But where's Abdulwahab? You had him on the show.
Yeah.
He does some.
The coffee.
He does game. Yeah, game coffee nights.
Does he?
Yeah, yeah, I see that. But isn't that for like the lady that owns the cafe? Or is that for him?
Nah, he puts it on.
Oh, sick.
And it's like a mingle event for like single people.
Oh, sick.
Yeah, bro, the ratio is crazy. 9 girls, one guy. Huh?
Have you been?
Nah.
So how do you know the ratio?
Nah, I heard.
How do you know?
I got people that go there.
We should get them to wear the glasses.
Yeah, that's
what I'm saying. Oh, yeah,
happy. I'm going to wear the glasses and video record. We want to know how it is.
Yeah, I want to see the ratio.
It's a vibe.
Is it?
It's a vibe.
Have you been?
No, I heard feedback.
I just double check it. See the body language change.
I want like a creative scene somewhere somehow, like Somali people to come, cause bro, dating apps is dead.
Yeah, dead.
Like
dead.
A space where they can come and mingle, maybe speed dating event with a bit of comedy.
Do you know what? I was thinking of another one. Do you not remember Blind Date?
Blind Date.
We've seen since.
Oh, Cilla Black.
Yeah.
Cold. And it's like, it's
you know, like, and it's like the man's there, the woman's there. It's just conversation. I was thinking I'll do something like that.
Yeah, that would go trip. Off with a live
and
audience.
And the public can see.
Yeah.
Like, I think it should be an audience show as well. That'd be cold.
Yeah.
What do you lot think of that?
That'd be cold.
Great idea.
I think that's a cold
Great
idea.
Idea.
But do you know what it is, yeah? Are we getting to a time now where like.
Oh, yeah, but you're going to have to do it like 3 men because the man then will be on smoke.
It's
so you'll have to get 3 men and a 1 gal.
I think, and then
obviously when the ratio comes out, oh, we could swap it around.
No, but I feel like we're at a stage now where we still haven't got to where our Somali sisters are still a bit more confident to come out and speak.
But have you seen this Pop the Balloon Somali edition?
But you just
have you not seen it?
No.
What the fobs and that?
No.
The fobs are on mad thing. They're so ahead.
Allah, yeah,
they're
missing
so
out.
Ahead now.
Lit.
They make
crazy.
I need to watch it.
Have you seen the one where the girl she's got a button
uh-huh.
and the guy has to walk?
Yeah. I've seen that one.
They make.
But they brought a guy in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
She was like. Maybe didn't cut.
Why?
Crazy. Like a little person.
So he just come through in the wheelchair. She's like, maybe.
And she just tried the button.
What do you mean, short guys? She'll be like, she'll let them walk close to the camera now.
Yeah.
And then, no.
Bro, there's another one, like 20 men.
Yeah.
The girls are walking in and the brothers are popping their balloons.
Yeah.
Right, for anything. There's no reason. The girl's quruh.
Is it?
For quruh, yeah?
Yeah.
Bah, 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 bah. Allah, bah, yeah. She cuts.
Yeah.
It's humiliation ritual.
Hilarious.
And they got
she should have stood firm. If she was clean, she should have stood and firmed it, no?
But there's nothing to firm. Everybody popped their balloons.
But there's a host, no?
The host, yeah.
I'm not like, all right, cool. All right, let me ask you guys a question now. So we're doing the Pop the Balloon Halimo and Apti edition.
Yeah. Soon,
you,
by the way.
You guys go up there.
Yep.
And every girl pops a balloon. Are you going to turn and say, oh, boy, oh, and it run out?
No.
Okay, cool. You're not going to firm it?
I'll firm it still.
No, I'm going to tell them.
Hold on, I'll never be in that position.
Me personally, I'm not going to lie. I'll just laugh at all of them. I say, show me your bank accounts. All of you.
Show me your bank accounts. But they gal, they don't need bank accounts.
Show me your bank accounts.
They gal, they don't need bank accounts.
I'll be so mad.
You're gonna be mad. Yeah. Then he's gonna be like, where's the hijab? Bro, he'll get personal. He'll be like, what? You think you can deny me?
Me?
I say I would never be in that position only because I'll just never do that. I'll never go to pop the balloon and stand there.
Talk. If you think, I'll be real. Let's be real. 20 gal. You're telling me all of them are gonna pop a balloon. Come on,
I'll get a few. I'll get a few left.
All right, that's what I'm saying. Maybe, like, you just had to switch the answer.
Yeah, no, but it just, nah, nah,
but I don't know.
I just don't want to do that, bro. No, I don't want to do that.
No, fair.
I don't need it. I'm a stand-up comedian. Well, I'm calm. I'm nice. Life's good.
You get gal? Ah, okay.
Yeah.
I was asking the question.
Yeah,
did the guy slide in your DMs or did they shout you on a date? You reckon?
Nah, I think I don't know.
Yeah, that's true. What about you?
Both. Not the DM. The DM is not a lot, but a few of them pop up. But then when they pop up, they'll be like, I don't know if this is weird or not.
Yeah,
they always start like
that's
that.
What comes up.
They always start like that.
Yeah, to be fair, I don't even want to
eye candy, hey?
But yeah, but at a show, at a live show after, they let you know with the eye contact.
Do you know, I'll be real with
you.
I'll be real with you. My eyes were sensitive that day and the lights were bright, so I couldn't really see. And then my eyes were like...
But you never pan it there, you pan it outside, after.
Oh, I skirted.
I was scared.
I got in the car.
I was so angry. I told you, take me to the car.
Yeah, let's get there. I was so angry. Yeah, fair. I had to quickly skirt.
Hey, no, but I'm not going to lie.
I need to come to some of these events, though, these Marley events. I never go to any.
By the way, I'm not trying to date or anything. I'm not trying to do that.
Oh, you got a girl?
No.
Or a guy?
Oh, wait. Hey.
No. Seriously, why are you not dating?
Nah, bro. I'm not ready yet, bro. Because I know I'm gonna have to be a marriage thing straight away.
Okay.
And then I'm not. I don't think I'm ready yet, bro. I know I'm 26 and I'm a grown man. Mm-hmm. But mentally, I'm not ready yet. I'm too childish, low key.
Low key. Why?
Low key. But commitment is a real thing, you know.
So what are you trying to say? You can't commit to one girl.
It's not even that. It's just the idea of like
one girl.
Like
it's not going. You're digging yourself.
You're onto me every day. Like where are you? Like what are you doing?
Yeah, that's too much.
Like
you're a comedian.
I need to check in. We need to be connected. I can't just be like
free. Just going about your business.
I think that's not. It's not scary for me. It's something I eventually.
So why don't you look for a woman that does allow you to have that?
Bro, I just want to put it on a back burner.
Where can you find that one, brother? Please.
Where can you find that? That's true.
So, wow, look at you.
Please.
Oh wow.
Because that.
Sorry, eye candy.
That's an eye candy. Why do you keep going with this eye candy?
Hey,
listen. I'm asking you because I'm not gonna lie to you. I don't think I've ever come across a woman that can.
Let you have your, not really, bro. Because they're looking at you like, what is he doing now? He's with someone. Yeah, it's long. I can't lie, it's long.
Maybe that's why I'm single.
I don't think that's why he's single. I think it's the fact that you can't even keep your boots on the ground for too long. Yeah. And you go on about 20 coffee days and you need them all to purchase. There's a lot more than. I think that's why I'm single.
They were beefing him that day as well when you talk about that.
Yeah.
Bro, they were like, what? So what are you talking about? Yeah. What girls are you dating? They were onto him.
But I love it, though. You know why I love it? Because out of the ones that are onto me, though, give it about another hour or two, they're going to turn around and then they're going to be either in my DMs or messaging me. Somehow be like, oh my God, what you said was so stupid, but I really, really, really get what you're saying.
Yeah, fair. They'll be there.
It's chess, bro. It's not checkers.
I hear it. But they'll say that, but then will they implement it, though? That's the thing, like you're not gonna find a woman that's gonna be like, oh yeah.
I was gonna say to you as well, yeah, because we finished the first comment that we asked you about the work. The second one that I was gonna ask you was in terms of the first Somali person that you saw that was Christian. So I don't know if you saw, but this is live update. Chunks. So Chunks at the moment, he said, what did he say? He said
if your kid
turned non-Muslim, would you disown them? Or something along them lines. Please don't quote me. And if it's along them lines. By the end of the day, because I was asking him on the way here and whatnot. So I personally, at the end of the day, fully agree with what he said.
So what he said, he would disown his son.
Yeah.
If he left the father's.
Yeah, his kid. I don't think his son or just his kid. Yeah.
And what would you guys say?
Saying, bro. I said it to Birdie even on the phone because Birdie even called me and asked me that as well. I said no disrespect to no one or not. Same as what the Jews or the Christians or any other religion, what they believe is what you believe.
100%.
So today, the Jewish people, what they believe, they stand with them. The Christian people, they believe, they stand with them. I believe at the moment in this westernized world that we're living in, Islam is getting diluted. Yeah, we're not able to become Muslim. We're not able to say what we want to say.
We really want to say.
It's right. It's not. I'm not ashamed of saying, Habibi, my religion is Islam. If you leave Islam, to come back to Islam is very hard. It's shirk. It's number one thing that can happen. And if you're gonna choose that path, before you choose that path, I'm gonna try my best to stop you.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? But if you decide to choose that path, that's on you. I'm Muslim, Allah.
Yeah. Oh, hopefully I never have to deal with this dilemma myself in real life. But I agree. I agree. Yeah, 100%. Yeah, people. Which is very sad. You know what I mean?
It's sad because we're looking at it from an emotional aspect.
But remember, for a child to do that, to get all the way to a point to leave the fold of Islam, there's gonna be many signs.
Yep.
Many signs. Hopefully, in those times, we can hold them down. And have it takes a village to raise a child. Is that saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's all about who they're around and stuff like that.
Facts.
Yeah. So there's a lot of factors behind the decision.
And I'll be honest with you, and I don't want to sound like a hypocrite or not, but I would like to say I do blame you as the parent if the child decides to leave them, because that means you never show them the true religion.
Yeah, that was very good. That was good. Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Because how can, like, nana, we're all Muslims, regardless of whatever anyone can tell me today. Like, I've had so many people debates with them, Christianity, Jewish, or whatnot, or why do you believe in Islam, or this, or that, or whatnot. There's no way you can take me away from that. I've seen it live in the flesh. I'm connected. I'm locked in.
And a lot of them, if you meet them, they have a lot of hate in their hearts.
Yeah.
I was on TikTok Live. By the way, I love TikTok Live.
You left or you love?
I love it. Okay. I know you love it as well.
I'm done.
He loves it.
Are you giving up? Do you use TikTok Live?
No, I don't. Bro, I can't even put my camera on TikTok.
Yeah, he still hasn't got to the stage of
it. I don't know how to do it.
Why?
I'm hardly ever on it.
Bro, it's...
Birdie just shouts me. He says, "Ayo, I'm on." I'm like, I'm forwarding.
Do you know what it is, It's got, like, for me, these, I don't know about you because you're a comedian. So maybe it can work for you, For me, it's like people come on TikTok thinking, I look at TikTok, I don't care about this.
Yeah.
So the space is like bullshit.
No one cares.
It's a place that doesn't exist to me. It doesn't affect me. Doesn't do anything to me. So if you're gonna come at me, I'm gonna come right back at you.
Yeah.
So then what happens is I feel like people take them jokes too serious and they think that's real life. Does that make sense? You become this character where people then.
But you also don't care about your account.
Yeah, because
I care about my account.
In what sense?
Because it sells tickets.
I get you. Where my personal thing, it doesn't do anything more than just bring people to my page.
Just vibes.
You know what I mean? Yeah, so it's like, vibe. I don't care about it. This is my own. This is just Hamza. I can be me and just chill out. But now I've come to the stage where I just...
It's not
worth the headache.
Why do you love TikTok?
Bro, I love spending money, and donating roses to hungry people and seeing what they do for that rose.
Allahu Akbar. Allah, I thought you're talking about you going on live. This guy's talking about him going on lives and he's giving them roses and lions.
Well, I'll send you videos after. I screen record all of them.
Is it so? Okay.
I sent him like 10 roses.
Give me an example.
I borrowed the black fifth of a house.
What?
Well, yeah.
For a rose?
For like,
how much is a rose?
For like 20, 1p, bro.
You're one lying.
P. Bro, yeah. I brought it in India. Bro, we'll do a mission. There'll be a lot of times, there'll be like 20, like 10 men standing here, and every time we donate a road, they go, "I love you, Diesel, I love you, Diesel. Like 20 men for like a whole, like for 2 minutes.
Yeah.
I gave him 1p, that. You know? Yeah. It's a great time. I had a long day.
Maybe so, what's a millennium?
A millennium?
Yeah, or is it a galaxy?
There's different rates.
That's a bit of Bill 50, I think that is.
A Bill 50?
Yeah, I've never done that.
Big things, I've got that.
Someone sent you
a Bill 50 to do what?
Nothing. They just
send you. If you're having fun.
I was begging.
You're begging? I do that as well. Guys, donate. I don't know.
Come on, guys. Fucking in with the church here.
Come on, come on. I don't mind.
A couple hours. I said, you know what? You laugh at me for like, I'm down.
Who cares? I don't have it. But it's come.
Yeah, but listen, I'm not going to lie to you. I ain't collected. Birdie's collected. He's on it. Like, But I ain't collected. I'm not on it. I don't have the time. I generally don't have the time.
Well, I wouldn't say waste of time. Nowadays, it's dead now, man. It doesn't have the hype that it had about a year or two ago. I feel I even looking at the views and other things, it's just declining. Yeah, people are going to use it. It's just going to be another Instagram. You get what I'm coming from. You just got it there. Like, do you not find Instagram quite boring sometimes?
I'm not really. I'm only on it to promote.
Promoting that. It's not on, people. I'd rather on TikTok quickly because it's easy and quickly there to start expand. But Diesel, as you know, on our shows, Nahana, before we leave, we normally do dilemmas.
Okay.
Yeah.
Before we do dilemma, how do you say show in Somali?
Wow. Film.
Okay.
That's not all rewired.
Can I say the answer?
Yeah. No, okay.
Actually,
1 second, let me figure it out. Because I've got film, I've got rewired. What else could be a show? Musassal.
That's a drama.
That's a drama. But a show. What do you mean by a show? Like
a show. It's a show. Welcome to the show.
I don't know. I give up. Go on, give it to me.
Barnamage, no?
I thought it was a program, like TV.
That is a program. It's a TV program, but that's what he's trying to say. Like, Barnamij can manta. But then I feel like Barnamij can is a bit like.
He could be right.
He could be right, innit?
Yeah, yeah.
But Barnamij is like manta Barnamij kohao manta, and I man, like I get you. Wallah, you got it.
Yeah. Have you seen the podcaster in? I think he's in Kenya. The guy Alafton.
Yeah.
The Somali guy.
Yeah.
Bro, he's fucking hilarious. You should do something like that, maybe for like a segment.
You think so? I was looking to do that, you know.
Yeah.
But do you know what it is? I'm getting bored of this whole relationship and shit talks, man. Mm. Not like that. It's just clickbaiting. Yeah, it's all fun and games. It pays for the podcast. But brother, man, I'm trying to benefit people as well. Like, and have a bit of fun jokes as well. You know what I'm coming from? Make it a bit more like the Alafton thing. Like that. Brother, if you don't want to go find each other somewhere else, man. Don't use my platter. Yeah.
Wait, what do you think of Bouncer right now?
Do you know what's it's crazy? You said that because we had that on our questions to ask him as well.
Yeah.
Like, today, yeah. Ah, cool. This is my thing. I'll let you go first. Yeah.
I'll be honest with you, I don't have qualms. I don't have no qualms with it.
You get ready, yeah?
Yeah, like, I'm being serious. I don't have no qualms with it.
What's the issue, would you say? There is no issue, isn't
it? I don't see issue because most of the stuff that he's saying
he's just reporting. It's already out there.
Yeah, it's already out there. He's made a one-stop shop for the information rather than me having to go and find out.
Somewhere else.
So like, as an example, there's a video going around now. Like, it's there. He's posted up. And then he's kind of finding out, oh yeah, so this was started, this problem, and there's all information that's just there.
Mm.
So it's not like he's
100%
snitching on anyone, like really.
100%.
But he tries to take down the shade bar, bro, which I respect.
Yeah,
shade
bar. Helena and Will, what's the name?
Helen and Will.
Helena.
Nah, he got them.
Yeah,
he got them.
He literally tried to take them down.
I'm not lying, Will right now is my top meme. Like his is my meme. Like anyone that tried to chat to me about anything, that's the
send him the Will meme.
Yeah, I'm sending the Will. Me personally, this is my thought on that. Look. Today we're three grown men.
Yeah,
we're three grown men talking about Bouncer. Mm. We don't have a say on a grown man talking about someone. Like, do you get what I'm trying to say? Like, at the end of the day, my brother, however someone gets their money or however they do their
100%.
Work, then it's their business.
100%.
No one, we don't, like, this whole judgment on my man this or my, like, what I've got understood is, we're at a stage of life where people are now giving opinions on other people's opinions on opinions. I'll give you an example. Wallahi, I'll never forget this year. This was 5 years ago.
Mm.
I was on live or something, live or whatnot, I said, I'm on live chatting to myself on this thing with people watching me that I can't even hear them.
Yeah, yeah.
Does that make...
It sounds like mental illness.
Like, it's mental illness. Yeah, yeah. But now, this is what they're doing on live.
Yeah, facts.
This is what TikTok live is
facts,
about.
Facts.
Does that, it would be so dumb, so crazy. But now, nowadays, it gets more extreme, this dunya. Allah has shown it, how stupid you lot are, this dunya, that anything is possible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
like, I don't know if you lot know, there's people online that sell oxygen.
I remember the woman selling her farts.
Yeah. Mm. People sell
oxygen is crazy.
Like, there's things out there that are just so ridiculous.
Yeah.
That it just shows you, wallahi, anything's possible, wallahi.
But yeah, no, I have no problems with it. At the end of the day, people are going to talk about it. And if he's found a way to make money about it,
At the end of the day, we're Somalis, he's Muslim, and that's our brother. Support him. Go watch his views.
Send me a hat, man. The internet ready one.
Yeah, man. Send us as well. What are you saying?
I got a dilemma for you, man.
God.
Is that ready?
Bismillah.
What are you going to give him? What are you going
to
give him?
Our father passed away recently, leaving his estate to be divided among me and my five brothers. This has unearthed a painful family secret. My oldest brother is my father's son from a relationship outside of marriage. According to our interpretation of Islamic inheritance law, he's not considered a legal heir. My mother is adamantly enforcing this, fighting to prevent him from receiving any shared estate. Her stance is causing a deep rift in our family, but I'm torn. To me, he's just as much as my brother as the others. We shared a father, and I know in my heart that if our dad were here, he would have wanted all of his sons to be provided for. Now I'm caught in the middle. Do I stand on my mother and our family's strict religious interpretations, preserving a legal and traditional stance, but betraying my brother and own conscience? Or do I stand up for my brother, potentially fracturing my relationship with my mother and the rest of the family to honor what I believe was our father's true wish?
That's an easy one.
Go on.
I'm gonna let you do your guest.
Go on.
I'll talk to you.
Okay, this is what you do. First of all, you take your mom's side.
Yeah.
Take the money.
Yeah.
I'm assuming this guy is like the oldest son now from the mom's side, I'm assuming.
So let's just say this one's the second oldest.
The second oldest
let's
son.
Let's just say hypothetically.
So the legitimate oldest son through marriage.
Yeah.
That means you'll get the most of the estate anyway. when you get it, tell your mum he's not getting nine. And then now that you have it, then you give it to him.
But they're all brothers. Well, how does it work? So, break it
so,
down.
So what happens is, if I'm not right, because do you know what's crazy? Wallahi, yeah. I was having this debate with my mom today.
Okay, fine.
Yeah. What happens is, the son gets double what the woman will get.
Yeah, but this is all brothers. That's what I'm saying. This conversation is just all brothers.
They're all brothers.
So five brothers, it should be 20, 20, 20, 20, 20. The first one ain't getting nada, is what Madre said.
Why?
Because he was
he's a bastard.
He was a kid outside of thingy. But then also, my problem with that is, you've known that all these years.
Well, maybe they just found out now. Maybe I don't know.
Nah, no. Well, how are we gonna find out? Hold on.
I just clocked what you said. Yeah.
This woman knows that she's gonna birth him.
No. But maybe she thought he was married to the last thing.
Okay, let's just say. But let's just.
That's a bus case.
But yeah, so basically, let's just say he was even married to someone else. But this one is a legitimate one, Shane.
Yeah, yeah. It's a bastard.
Basically, yeah.
Just nothing wrong with the word.
Is.
That's something that I wrote with the word.
Is it?
He's coaching me, you know? PR. Yeah. It's PR.
Is that bad, dude?
Nah,
I need PR training.
Yeah,
shout out to the bastards. So I'm saying, get the money.
Mm. Okay.
If your mom's the only one that has a problem with it, chat to your siblings, be like, okay, we'll make Hoya happy and we'll let her know, like, we're going to get the money. And eventually, give Hoya her
the
piece.
Loophole.
And then pull your money together and then give him a piece.
Yeah.
I'll make you feel better. I'd rather have less knowing I gave my brother some.
Yeah, so you take 25% each and everyone give him 5% is what you're saying.
Yeah, 100%, yeah. 100%.
I respect that.
Yeah.
I respect that. What about you?
I don't know, but I'd say go with what is halal, what's right.
Okay, the halal part is a 25%.
Does that make sense?
No, but facts, but halal part is 25%.
Yeah,
okay,
but
go
what you do after that, like these were
said.
Yeah,
that's what, yeah.
That what you do after that, that's on you.
That's on you, yeah.
That's nothing to do with
deen. No, but that's what
but number one should be deen.
Yeah, which is what the mother's saying.
What the mother's saying is the deen part. Does that make sense? That's your brother. You giving him money or not, that's your business.
Yeah, no. Brother,
does that make sense?
You can't
leave
your brother out in the cold, though.
You know, of course, if you love him, that's your brother. It doesn't matter.
You can't leave him out in the cold, bro.
100%.
Mm? And especially if you believe that that's what your dad's wish was.
I got a good one.
Oh, no. Yeah. I struggle with this one. Why is it smiling at me?
What does bastard mean?
What it means?
It's a Bali.
Damn it.
I know this one.
Hold on.
It's a good one, though.
I think I know this one as well.
Have you heard it around the house growing up?
My name, my mom.
Come on, man.
My mom must
starts
be
with the what? Come on, man. I know you're wild. No? Am I right?
No.
Wild. Wild, you're calling, bro.
Yeah.
I didn't know that bastard. Mom said, I'm coming for you. Yeah, wild, you're calling. Oh. No, but yeah, I didn't know that was bastard. That's crazy. Firstly, we need to talk about that one day,
because
the disrespect is mad. Used to say, where did you come from?
Wild,
hey, no, forget that one. They're
violating themselves.
What? They violate themselves. She goes, where did you come from? Like, so, and then they'll start talking about body. I'm like, you are taking a piss. Yeah. And these are madres. I'm like, mom, yeah, I'm gonna go find. I'm gonna go ask her or wind her up, and then she'll cuss me again. And then I will write it down and I'll bring it here.
Nah, aye.
Wait, my Kilowskis.
Hey, on that note, guys, appreciate it. Want to say thank you very much to our wonderful guest that hopefully, inshallah, you know, Birdie, I know you lot can't see him here, but this might be a regular thing. Just, you know, what do you think? It's like a younger version of a Birdie.
I need the glasses though.
Yeah, oh, that's a true one.
Yeah, we'll get the shades.
I need to get stabbed.
I thought we could do one episode where no one mentioned it.
One episode,
that's all we needed.
By the way, yeah, we got to 8k today. You know?
Sorry, buddy. Sorry.
Right, 8k.
We got to 8k subscribers.
Hey, let's go, man.
I wrote to 10k, is looking good, you know.
Yeah,
I
wrote 10k.
When
like,
the real lag's coming in, you might not even see me no more.
No, you'll see him. Like, comment, and subscribe. Right. And subscribe. Yeah. You know, about 60% of you guys don't. So just do it, and then you get notifications. Love.
Appreciate it, man. Hey, on that note, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.